I have my own business where I do computer graphics and animation, and then I had been teaching in the animation program at MATC, and the day before Maurice was diagnosed was the day I was going to give my final exam, and I actually emailed it in to one of my colleagues there, and he distributed it to the students. And I can remember, it's all so vivid, we had the MRI scheduled for Friday morning. It was a Thursday. I graded those exams. I emailed the grades into my colleague who ran the program at the time. And then we just basically dropped into the hole of a brain tumor. Yesterday is a wrinkle on your forehead. Maurice was 10 when he was diagnosed in December of 2002. Yesterday is a promise that you've broken. You know, Mo was a healthy kid, a normal kid. He was a gentle child. People loved him at the school. He had a lot of friends. The staff loved Maurice. There were other parents who would ask to borrow him. And today is all you'll ever have. So, and I just want to, I mean, this can happen to anyone. There was no sign that this normal kid, that this was going to happen to him. This is your life. Are you who you wanna be? The symptoms for brain tumors are very subtle, actually. They just are, it presents itself quite a bit just like the flu or a cold. And it takes a while to diagnose. And in Maurice's case, there was the week that he was diagnosed, he was just not feeling well in the mornings. He was good by the end of the day. And his mom became extremely suspicious at that time that we were looking at a brain tumor. Yesterday is a kid in the corner. On the day that we had the MRI, it was pretty scary for all of us. That was kind of like a day of, you know, dropping into hell, really. And this is your life. Are you who you wanna be? One of the things that happened to him was he totally lost his hearing, almost 100% of it, just from the chemotherapy in one day. And
did he ever recover his hearing?
No. You know, you have an experience like this, and you it puts a lot of sadness into your life. I guess, you know, I can talk about it, but it's difficult. A good friend of his and his mom, a good friend of ours, came to the house, and Maurice said to them, "I am going to die." I mean, he just accepted it like it was going to school. That's how I wrote about it on his website. He just was like, "I'm going to die." This is your life. Are you who you want to be? And there were a lot of I love yous, and we went and spent some time and looked at his Lego train, which he had built. He loved Legos. He had this really nice Lego train set that we still have, of course, all set up. You know, we watched it one last time. And then, you know, we all just spent the last few hours together with, again, a lot of I love yous. And, you know, we laid down and gently he just passed into a coma. And then he lived another 24 hours. And we just all stayed with him until he passed away. You know, you always look for another treatment. And then once you basically start approaching that bridge, if that's your destiny, approaching that bridge out of the brain tumor treatment land, and there's only one way out, then you just have to accept it. You know, I always say take a lot of pictures and video, and, you know, that's just all you can do.